At some point, this pre-war building at 60 Clarkson Avenue in Flatbush, Brooklyn, must have been elegant and desirable. But today, its spacious lobby and ornate ceiling stand in stark contrast to the urine-soaked elevator and the trash overflowing in hallways that's caused an infestation of roaches and flies.
Hello?
Melvina McMillan has lived in this building 17 years.
Is this Miss McMillan's house?
And she's one of the last regular tenants left.
We used to have like a lot of tenants. It's 83 apartments. And next thing you know, now we just don't have no tenants really, just a few of us left.
What's happening, McMillan says, is that low-income tenants are feeling the pressure to leave from landlords who can make much more money leasing the apartments to the city to house homeless families. That's because when the regular shelter system run by the city and nonprofits fills up, the city turns to private landlords.
This is what he wants the building to become. That's why he removed the mailboxes, because he wanted to now make it shelter.
The yellow wall where the mailboxes used to hang is now empty. The tenants believe their landlord is trying to make life so uncomfortable that they'll leave, freeing him to make a lot more money off the city. Patrick Marquis of Coalition for the Homeless has been tracking this problem and says currently about 2,500 private apartments are being used as shelter units, a 66% increase over the last 2 years.
And that really reflects two things. One, the fact that family homelessness has risen so dramatically since the Bloomberg administration ended all housing assistance for homeless families.
Over the years, the administration stopped giving homeless families priority for public housing and other federal assistance. And in the spring of 2011, the state pulled funding for the last housing voucher left. And the city, not wanting to foot the bill alone, ended its share of the program, too.
And two, that the city has decided that the way it's going to manage this problem is just by opening more and more shelter capacity. I mean, that means doing more and more of these deals with landlords.
The city pays the landlord about $3,000 a month, much more than a regular low-income tenant could pay. A portion of that goes to pay for security and caseworkers. At 60 Clarkson Avenue, an organization named Camba is providing the latter. McMillan is upset by the arrangement and says it's good for everyone except the people who live here.
Camba is gaining. The landlord, which is Barry Hurst, he's gaining. But guess what? The families that's in this building, they're not gaining. And the ones that's here paying their rent out their own pockets, we're not gaining. We're losing.
The building has 215 housing code violations. The more serious ones are for things like mold, water leaks, broken plaster, and roach infestations. Tenants also complain the building is chaotic and that bloody fights break out. Camba refused to answer questions about the building, and when WNYC tried to contact the landlord, a person answering the phone said it was the wrong number. The city said a corrective action plan had been put in place at 60 Clarkson, and in an email, Homeless Services spokeswoman Heather Janik said, "We simply aren't going to allow anything to happen where tenants feel pushed out for our purposes." Charmaine Burkett and her five children are among the families placed at the building by the city after ending up homeless. She's now McMillan's neighbor. Burkett says she understands why the regular tenants are frustrated.
So, yeah, it's kind of messed up.
But, she says, the situation doesn't make sense for families like hers either.
And you could have a real apartment and pay half of the, not even half of what they're paying here. You know, so it's really sad. And then the conditions you have to live in, you know, so it's not good at all.
Burkett and her family have been living in the building at the city's expense for a year and a half. When there was housing assistance, it would take on average 8 months to move out of shelter. Now it takes about a year. The longer stays mean more money spent. In fiscal year 2013, it cost more than $1 billion to run the homeless services system. The pressure for more shelter is being felt across the city. Dr. Bola Omotosho is chair of Community Board 5, which includes Morris and University Heights in the Bronx. He says landlords are motivated by profit and see the demand for shelter as a significant opportunity.
And that's one of the reasons why some tenants feel so threatened that, yes, they can easily be kicked out of their house so that the landlord can use it for a steady income from the city, which is guaranteed.
On Clarkson Avenue in Flatbush, Brooklyn, the building may be trash-strewn and sticky with glue traps that line front doors, but the last few tenants remaining are hanging on, mostly because they can't afford any place else. Earl King has lived in the building for 40 years.
There's not much option because rent is very high. You can't just say, well, I'm moving, you know, I'm going to go.
Melvina McMillan, the tenant you heard from at the beginning of the story, says she also won't move out unless she has to. She pays $700 out of pocket for the three-bedroom apartment she shares with several children. She's currently facing eviction, and her legal aid attorney says the case against her is frivolous.
If you were to lose this apartment, where would you go?
Who knows? I would be a statistic just like the rest of them, and why?
If McMillan ends up on the street, she would become part of the city's homeless population, eligible to be placed in an apartment like the one she lives in now, but at a cost of $3,000 a month to taxpayers. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.